to Hello Wisconsin, a That 70s Show podcast. My name is Shep, and I am your co-host for tonight. And with me today is my best mate, Toddy. How you doing there, Toddy?
I'm well, Shep. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Still on a high from our 50th anniversary celebration rewatch video, which was the wrestling episode.
Yeah, it was.
What did you think about the wrestling episode?
Yeah, it's good, man.
It really doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah, I knew something was coming. You just had something planned. Yeah, a little smirk on your face.
Yeah, I wanted to do that. So.
Okay. But no, it was good. It was a good episode, and I know you enjoyed it because you've been watching and sending me wrestling clips all week.
Yeah, that episode got me pumped so much that I've been watching heaps of clips. Like you. Facebook, man, you look at one clip and all of a sudden
and it keeps coming up.
It gives you heaps of them. So I've been watching heaps and sending you heaps, but
yeah.
Especially a lot of the Rock ones, like I just did to you. And I was gonna do a bit more as well. I was like gonna say, oh, you with your perfect hair and your ruggedly good looks and that, and you could take that microphone, flip it sideways, and jam straight up your kitty ass.
So many good quotes.
Yeah,
so many good quotes. But yeah, it's funny because, yeah, like we did the episode, but then they had WrestleMania and like The Rock's back. It's just all sort of, it was just funny how it all fell into place. So, but yeah, a few of our listeners like wrote in saying how much they enjoyed the episode. Our good friend Jeremiah and the Betsman, they both wrote in saying how much they liked it.
Yeah, nice. Did they tell us their favorite wrestlers? I didn't see that.
No. Oh, I don't think so.
No. Oh, well, Jeremiah, the Betsman, let us know. I'm keen to know.
Yeah. Where are we at?
Well, we're going to the socials, so you can follow us at Hello Wisconsin Podcast on Instagram, and that's where most people, I'm guessing, are following us. Or you can follow us at Hello 70s Podcast on Twitter.
Mm.
Yep. And we've got a merch shop on the old TeePublic there, and I noticed there's four designs up, one of them which is an image coming from the next episode we're going to do.
You picked that up, right?
I picked it up as soon as I saw it. I was like, yeah.
Nice.
Very
good intro there, Shep. I like it.
Yeah, no worries.
Odd, like I should have been talking behind you then to try and keep up the pace or something. Or like, what's it called? Not mimicking, is it?
It could be.
I don't know, man. We've been in the game too long at the moment, so.
Yeah. No, I was sitting there having dinner and I was watching wrestling stuff and I was like, I'm going to do this to Toddy.
Yeah. Nice call. Good work. No shout outs this week, really. The boys, yep. They, wow, I'm fully lost words, man. Just wrecked, eh?
Our loyal fans.
Loyal fans.
That's what you want. Yeah. Two very loyal fans. And
thank you.
There's plenty more out there. Just got to get involved, guys. Have a chat. Have a laugh. We're having plenty of laughs these days.
Give us a message. And also, for anyone listening to this episode, be sure to go back and check out Kiss of Death before the wrestling episode, because I uploaded them at the same time. And I think what had happened, because they've gone up, everyone just saw the wrestling episode and thought that was the new episode and didn't realize that was the one before it.
They should have, if they're listening to it. It's our 2-for-1 special.
Yeah, that's true. So, but yeah, we had more downloads on the wrestling episode, but like quite a bit. So that got me thinking maybe that
they might have missed it.
Yeah, because it would have come up on the one feed. So, but yeah. You know, it might not be the case. But if it was, there's an app bonus app or the main app there. So, but yeah, this week, what are we covering, Shep?
Season 2, episode 21, Kelso's Serenade.
What a great app.
Yeah, it's a pretty good app.
You know what date it came out?
I'm going to say in 2000, maybe.
Yeah, 27th of March 2000.
27th of March 2000. Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
Where did you watch this one?
I watched this one.
In the car?
No, actually, I've seen this one a couple of times. I watched on my tablet while I was on the plane.
Oh, cool.
Because I just say, because you can download and save stuff to your tablet, and I just saved a bunch of episodes. So I've watched a few episodes in a row. So, yep. And then rewatched it when I did my notes, whatever day that was, yesterday, the day before.
Yeah, cool. Nice.
Yeah. What about you? Did you watch it on DVD or?
No, this one I did at work today on my phone on a day. I had my lunch break and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get a chance this afternoon to get home and watch a few episodes, so which I didn't, luckily, so I got to watch it, but I just did it through Daily Motion. I don't know if you've used that platform website.
No,
I've
never heard of it.
Okay, it's fine. It's just it's like kind of like YouTube, but for like full episodes of things, but it's more like they mess with the image a bit, so they it's like legal, if you know what I mean. Okay. Like they tweak it a bit. So, yeah, anyway, so but it was fine. It was watchable. So I just watched it at work during my lunch break and wrote notes on my work pad. So,
yeah, nice. Very good.
Got it done.
Oh, that's good, man.
Yeah.
All right. You want some trivia? I've got a couple of trivias for you.
Yeah, sure. Throw us some trivia.
All right. So first trivia for today is, did you know that even though the show is over 8 seasons, it only spans a 4-year lifespan from 1976 to 1980?
It's weird that, isn't it?
It is. So time moves very, very slow in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like the anti-dog years.
Yeah. I agree. That seems a good way of describing it.
I mean, yeah, I always thought it was weird. I always felt weird that they started it in 76. Like, why didn't they just start at the very start of the 70s?
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose because if you started at the start of the 70s and they were 17, by the end of it, they'd be 27.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, I see that. Okay.
So it makes sense why they did it and how they did it.
Yeah, definitely. You have a number two there or just one?
I do. Number two, always two.
Oh, okay.
You probably like this one because this is probably right up your alley. Yeah. But so Tara Stevenson, who is the set decorator.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, like 60s and 70s props are pretty hard to come by. So to get all the props or most of the props within the show, she just used to do a shit ton of thrift shopping. So
yeah, I believe that.
Going to like Cashies and stuff and picking up, like if she saw something from late 50s, any 60s stuff or 70s, she'd just pick it up. Oh, and that was everything. She ended up, having two semi truckloads full of stuff by the time the show finished.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like, I mean, you'd be blowing out a bit of a budget trying to make 70s clothes rather than just go through shopping and buy clothes out of there. But in saying that, you know, like, now they're probably worth money. You probably go to bloody Cash Converters or the Salvos and they've got it for like $100 or something.
Yeah.
Like, well, oh, eBay, that's what it's worth.
Well, she found it. She said she found it difficult because in the scripts and stuff, there was very sort of specific like poster designs and stuff that they wanted. And obviously,
that would have been hard.
Like that stuff's hard to come by. And yeah, you can always reprint a version of it if you can find the original image, and they struggled with a lot of that stuff, so and because of like even the brands and stuff, like, you know, how they used peanut butters and all that sort of stuff, because it's all changed over the years, like they were working off images and then creating their own packages, and she was literally emailing out to companies saying, oh, do you have such and such, like old packaging and all this sort of stuff.
Original logo and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's cool. Because they don't actually pay for promos in the show, like she found that quite difficult.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So product placement there. But there was a massive article I was reading and I was like, fuck, this is pretty interesting.
Yeah, okay. Oh, cool, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Thought you'd like that.
Yeah. Back on track.
I've
made my trek upstairs in the dark.
You want to have a crack at the plot? You want me to go through the plot? Sorry.
Didn't write the plot down.
That's all right. I did.
I know you do, so I'll leave it.
Of course. So the plot this week, guys, for season 2, episode 21, Kelso's Serenade. Kelso is still gutted about the breakup and decides to write Jackie a song. Jackie turns to hide for comfort. Red, Kitty, and Laurie go to visit Aunt Pearl in the retirement home. Eric and Donna are having some communication issues, and Fez just seems to be always around for moral support.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's the gist of the episode. But where do we kick this episode off, Toddy?
We kick it off in the car, the makeout spot, I'm going to start calling it, because they always seem to end up in this one spot in the bush, and it happens quite a lot, so.
Do you reckon that one spot is point place?
What do you mean?
Say the point.
Oh, the point of point place.
Of point place.
Possibly. Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah. It's always going to come down to a single, like, stage room that's just got fake leaves everywhere.
I'm going to call it P to the power of three. P to the power of three.
Okay.
Yeah. Point, random. Point, place.
Okay. Gotcha now. Yeah, so we open up the car opening. Yeah, I've wrote down same makeout spot. And then Eric's talking about them obviously doing it, and it's always fun.
Yeah, a bit of coitus.
It's always fun.
It is always fun. It never gets old.
Yeah. And then is that when he starts to talk about he wants to be called something else?
Like, yeah, so that's right. So I think he says
he's something. He's ruggedly handsome.
He does.
He's and not he's cute. Like, oh, because Donna's like, that's so cute.
That's right. And that's where he gets ruggedly handsome.
Ruggedly handsome. Excuse me.
Yeah. But he's like, I don't feel like an Eric anymore. Like, well, he says, I don't feel like an Eric after we
do it.
I think he says do it. I say coitus.
Yep.
He feels like a Stan.
Stan.
Or a Chuck. Which it's funny because I think he's more like maybe a Kyle or a Kenny. Maybe he's a Kenny.
Eric, you think he's a Kenny?
Yeah, well, you think about it. Eric, he thinks he's a Stan.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a Kyle or a Kenny.
Ah, yeah, got you.
South Park reference. Yep.
Carmen.
but then what was
the third name?
What do you think it was?
Maverick.
A Maverick.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
A Maverick. And then what does Donna say? She's like, calm down, Maverick, or something. I can't remember. I just watched the episode.
Yeah, I think she says, take it easy, Maverick, maybe.
Yeah, take it easy, Maverick, yeah.
And then that's where she invites him to the movies, I think, tomorrow night. And what's he tell her?
He's like, oh, I've got plans with the boys.
Yeah.
We've all been in this situation, right?
100%. I can relate so much to a lot of the stuff that went in this episode.
Yeah, I've had ex-girlfriends in the past where I've read the situation wrong. Like you said in the opening, the communication, I just wasn't on the same level.
Same.
And I'm like, what Eric's saying, but the subtitles are, what he's saying, but the subtitles are, you know, saying as well. It's like, that's why it's in my head. I'm like, am I in trouble here? Am I not reading this right? And you're like, oh no, it's, you know, I guess it's not me.
Yeah. I feel like we both live this exact scene.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, after he says that, he's like, oh, you can come if you want.
If you
want. And she's like, no, it's okay. And then in the brackets, it's get bent.
Yeah, get bent. It was pretty cool. Like, I liked how they wrote this.
Same. He's like, really? You should come. And in brackets, it's, am I in trouble?
Am I in trouble?
And she's like, no, you go have fun. And it says, I should hit you.
Yeah, I should hit you.
And then he's like, are you sure? Which then is in brackets, are you mad?
Yeah. He knows. He knows what's going on here.
And she's like, sure, it's no big deal. And this is my favorite one. It's like, you will never see me naked again.
Yeah, the look on her face too kind of expresses that.
And then, yeah, he's like, okay, cool. And in brackets, it's like, oh, cool, it's no big deal.
It's no big deal.
Yeah. And then we roll into the credits.
Yeah. Oh, just get that over there. Yes. So Eric's in trouble instantly in this episode. We're in the credits. Then we jump to the kitchen where Kitty is very happy making her Swedish pancakes.
Oh, Swedish pancakes.
Yeah.
I thought they were Dutch pancakes. My apologies.
Is that do you make Swedish pancakes?
Well, I don't know what a Swedish pancake is. If that's a pikelet, then yes. Cause
from what it looked like, it had fruit on it.
I don't know.
So it's just like regular pancakes with strawberries.
So I make pancakes for my girls every weekend, and it's not actually pancakes, it's pikelets because it's got sugar in it. I put shit ton of sugar in it because that's how I like it.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. Yeah, so Kitty's like laying the trap. The family knows that when Swedish pancakes come out, that something is up. Heidi's stoked. He's like, Fuck yeah, I'm getting pancakes today.
Yeah. But Laurie, man, she's like, does somebody have cancer?
Oh, brutal. Like, just brutal. Openly, like, yeah, is someone going to die?
She's full brutal in this episode, though.
Yep. She is. And then...
We get a kitty laugh straight off
the
half.
Yeah, get the laugh. And I do love how Red...
Love a kitty laugh.
Red's very... He's got the pancake and he's, like, ready to go. And then he's like, okay, no, it's sweet. And then he goes to take a bite, and she's like, gotcha.
Yeah.
Waits till they take it, and then feeds the bait.
Yeah, and then that's where she's like, oh, we're going to go see Aunt Pearl in the nursing home.
Aunt Pearl.
And another Laurie Brutal, she's like, oh, isn't she dead yet?
Yeah, but also another situation I've been in. I remember, like, my parents being like, hey, we're going to go see this person. And you're like, oh, what? You're like, I don't want to spend my Sunday, like, you know, my great aunt or my great grandma's that, you know, is cranky all the time. You know, yeah. Like, what I was, you know, your own kid, young kid. I'm like, oh, this is going to be so boring. And yeah, it was.
Yeah, well, it's worse when you're a bloody borderline adult.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's the last thing you want to do.
Exactly.
Oh, I think, and then doesn't Laurie say she is, oh, maybe we should call ahead first?
Oh, yeah, in case she... Oh,
Eric says that.
Yeah, Eric says that. Yeah,
in case she died.
Yeah, and Red doesn't want to go because the Bucks are playing.
That's right. The Bucks are playing the Celtics.
Is that basketball?
Yeah, I'm assuming so. Yeah, Boston Celtics, so...
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't follow basketball.
I don't either. Yeah. It's either... No, it wouldn't be hockey. No.
No. It's Boston Celtics. Oh. Yeah, basketball. They're the green and white team, I think. Yeah.
The Celtics are, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. But that's the end of that scene, isn't it? And then, yep. Eric said something about Laurie being a virgin. I remember that. What was that about?
I don't know. Did she?
Yeah, I think because she said something. Oh, because that's right. He's like, he's already been three times this year.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember what she says, but Eric goes back to her and says, oh, and Laurie's a virgin or something.
Yeah, okay, so going back, it's the Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks, is it?
Yeah. So you're right. Yeah. The Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the end of that scene, where do we head off that? Is that down to the basement, yeah?
We go straight to the circle.
Yeah, that's right. The 360.
Well, did you notice... in this episode, they actually say circle?
Yeah, I think they say circle a few times.
Oh, okay.
Not just this episode, but other episodes as well.
Yeah.
It's just that stupid finale one that they call it a 360.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I put it in brackets. I was like, tell Shep they said circle.
Yeah. It's a circle pit, bro.
Circle pit, yeah. Yeah, so they're in the circle. Opening scene, Kelso's in ruins. Like, he's gutted because we've obviously had the breakup from the previous episode, the one we did two episodes ago. I do love, did you notice Eric and Kelso have swapped places?
Yeah, I think.
Weird.
Well, I think it's probably because the main, like, who's got the main problem at the time is usually in what I call the hot seat.
Yeah, maybe. I thought that too, because I know they do that kind of thing in the office, but
yeah,
maybe they do it more and I've just never noticed it, but yeah, I noticed it this time.
Yeah, they do do it
quite Yeah, okay, often. You're probably right.
It's well, like even think about technique. I think it was the cabin one where Kelso was in strife and he was in the hot seat.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in this one, yeah, he's can't stop. He can't sleep. He can't make out words, but... he can eat because you got to eat.
Yeah, I can still eat.
I can't sleep.
Yeah, it's because he goes, doesn't he say something about life has no meaning?
Yeah, life
and
has
he,
no meaning.
And he goes, he's dead inside. And that's where Fez is like, oh, so that's what smells?
That's what smells. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, man, you really need to take a shower.
Yeah, well, he says take a bath because I always find that funny.
Bath.
Take a bath. Well, back in the 70s, they probably had like what I had when I was a kid. Did you have a bath with a shower in the bath? You know how it's all in one?
I know what you're talking about, yes. Yeah.
Is that what you just had at your place or you had them separate?
Yeah, no, we did. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember you used to sit in the bath, put the plug in, but put the shower on.
Shower on, said, yeah.
And just so wait till it fills all the way up and then just kick back for a little bit longer.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's right.
very 80s, very...
Yeah.
80s, 90s.
With like a green tub or like a light blue tub.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Very gross. And then what happens after that? I think
we get back to Kelsey crying, right? He's like, can't hold back the tears, man.
Yeah, that's right. And then that's where everyone's like, Kelso, we've told you, there's no crying in the circle.
Yeah, no crying in the circle.
There's no crying in baseball. Yeah. There's no crying in baseball. Do you know what movie that is?
No, I don't.
Tom Hanks says it.
No idea.
It's called A League of Their Own with Gina Davis. Madonna. Okay. Madonna's in it.
I know what you're talking about, yes. I have seen it as a kid, but I don't remember it.
It's a very good fairy movie.
There you go. I was going to say Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, Angels in the Outfield. Wow, that's something I haven't heard of or seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Remember, wasn't there a movie called The Rookie?
And yeah, that was Charlie Sheen, wasn't it?
I don't know if it's that one, but it's got the dude out of American Pie when he was young, Kevin at American Pie, and he's like, he's got like the fastest arm, and he plays for like a main team, and he's like 9.
yeah, maybe.
Oh, I can't. I don't think. Yeah, I can't really remember, but I remember it's got the kid out of American Pie in it as a kid, and he's like got this super strong throwing arm.
Yeah. That's not the one. I think The Rookie. It's got Dennis Quaid in it.
Yeah. Old Quaidy.
Just seeing if there's anyone else prominent in that film that I knew. There's a few others in there. But yeah, there you go. Cool.
Yeah. But we get the porch.
Yeah. And do you remember this? So I think we were talking about this scene like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we're like,
yeah, it wasn't long ago.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, this is from earlier on in the, like, season one.
Yeah, yeah.
So does he actually do it in season one, or is this the first time he does it?
He does it right near the start in season one, but now he's done it again. Yeah. But I did like they brought it back, and he's like, because the first time he does it, he's like, why are you always here? But in this one, he's just straight up, what does he say? He's like,
don't you have your own damn porch?
Yeah, don't you have your own damn porch? Yep.
Yeah.
Before
we get to that, Donna's telling Jackie, about her running with Eric.
Yeah, she's venting. She's scared he's going to take her for granted. Jackie wants her to be single because now she's ready to mingle. So.
Yeah. And what does she want to take Donna on a cruise or something, man?
On a cruise. Were cruises the thing back in the 70s, you reckon?
Probably.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. One thing I did really notice about this scene that they emphasized on, and that's the background noise. Like, there's a mower going.
Oh, I didn't pick that up. Well, I was watching it on my phone.
Yeah, so there's a mole going and birds chirping, and it was really prominent in this scene.
Yeah, okay. No, I didn't pick that up. But yeah, like I said, I was on my phone in the work shed, so.
Yeah. And then this is where Donna has that...
The dream.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, the TV show she's dreaming about is called All in the Family, and that was...
I was going to ask you that. Did you know what it was? Because I had no idea. I was wrote down it's a very 50s-style TV show.
Well, it's a 70s style TV show. So it's All in the Family, aired from 1971 to 1979. And Eric plays a character named Archie. Donna is his wife, Edith.
Yep.
And then you've got Jackie, who plays a character named Gloria. And Kelso plays a guy named Mike, whose nickname in the show is Meathead.
Yeah, that's why it's like, hey, shut up, you're Meathead, you.
Yeah.
So
but I got to hand this scene to Donna, man. Donna's impersonation was spot on.
She sounds like Marge Simpson.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and Kelso sounded like, you watch Ted, the TV series? Sounded like Marky Mark's younger, whoever, the guy that plays Marky Mark in the TV series, sounded exactly like him.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Yeah, which is cool.
But no, the whole scene was filmed really well. I like how they removed some of the furniture and redid it for the shoot.
Yeah. But
no, it was really cool. It was funny too. I like how Eric played it off. I didn't forget that. Yeah.
Go to get me a beer or whatever.
Yeah. It's, oh my.
Kelso's mustache, man. As soon as I saw that.
Oh, good.
Chills. Do you know what I said in my head when as soon as I saw it?
Butterfly effect.
Who wants a mustache ride? Do you know what that's out of?
No, I don't.
Fuck, man. Super Troopers. Have you seen that movie?
I have. But I didn't really like it.
What?
Yeah, I think I'm the only person that doesn't really like it. I saw it once years ago.
Nah, oi, do yourself a solid and go and rewatch it. That's got some of the classic one-liners, man.
Yeah.
Where they're chugging the bloody maple syrup. I think it's jugs of maple syrup and the two of them are chugging it.
I mean, I like maple syrup, but I wouldn't drink straight.
Yeah, and when, I forget his name, he's trying to pull a guy over the speed or whatever, and he has to keep saying meow. He's like,
yeah.
And the guy's laughing. He's like, are you saying meow? And he's like, meow what? Blah, 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 meow.
Yeah,
he's got to say it 10 times.
I do remember that scene, actually.
Yeah, that's a sick movie.
Yes. Yeah. I'll have to go back and rewatch it one day.
Definitely.
Where are we? Red. Oh, yeah. So
and that's where Red comes out and he tells them to talk on their own goddamn porch.
On their porch, yep. And then we head off to Aunt Pearl's house. Aunt Pearl. I don't know if it's like...
Aunt Pearl in the nursing home.
Is it a nursing home?
Yeah, 100% it's a nursing home.
Okay. She looks really familiar. Like, she's been in a lot of things before. It's like she played the same role over the years.
Yeah. So her name is Connie Sawyer. Mm. She was born 1912, died 2018.
Wow. Whoa. That's a long time.
That is a very long
1912.
Time.
1912. That was the year after the Titanic sank.
Yeah, she's probably... I was going to say she's probably on it. She's probably born on it.
Maybe.
But she's a show jumper. She's been in a shit ton of shows.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd probably best know her from Dumb and Dumber. She plays the old shagger in Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But yeah, she looks like she'd been like a lot of TV series, like that one.
Yeah.
One episode here and there.
Yeah, she's probably been in 100 shows, but one episode of 100 shows.
Yeah.
But yes, she's super pissed that they're there.
And Laurie she's not happy.
Nah. And Kitty says, Laurie, say something nice. And she's laying on the bench, she looks over and she goes, something nice.
Something nice. Yeah, I like that. Good work. Good work, Laurie. My correction, I apologize, all the history buffs out there. The Titanic sank in 1912.
You said it did.
I said 1911. No, I said she was born.
She was born in 1912. You said that was the year the Titanic sunk.
Oh, no. I think I said that was the year before, the year after the Titanic sank.
No, pretty sure you said that was the year the Titanic sank. Well, I think you were right.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Well, anyways, yeah. April 1912, for anyone out there who wants to go back and learn about the Titanic.
Very good.
Leonardo DiCaprio was on board.
Yeah, I know. Died.
Yeah.
Yeah. stupid Rose, she should have just fucking let him have half the door and he would have been all right.
Yeah, it was big enough.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Kate Fat Slut.
we live and regret our decisions, don't we?
We do.
Sorry. Aunt Pearl, she's cranky Aunt Pearl.
Yeah, so Laurie's reading a magazine and she snatches it off and she's like, that's my magazine, and then runs off to the shitter.
Goes to a shit and leaves the door open.
Leaves the door open and then Red comes running over, slams it. He's like, no one needs to see that.
Nobody needs to see that. No, then no one does.
Nah, that's pretty gross.
90-year-old pooping.
Mm. Fuck, speaking about pooping, I told you I went to Live and Incubus the other night, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You sent me the video and then you said don't eat
Indian food. So we went out for Indian food before and we just had a banquet thing, and I haven't had Indian in like probably 5 or 6 years. I can't remember.
Yeah.
And anyway, as soon as we got to the venue, I was like, what the fuck? Boom. Oh, it was like, lightning crashes.
So you were running
in and out. And a big pool flies.
Were you running in and out of the concert? Like constantly?
No, I only did it once.
Okay.
It was just one roaring thunder and that was it.
Wow.
Oh,
were you like, Ali, I've got to go.
No, so she went into the toilet to do a wee, and I was standing outside, and I was just like, it hit me like a fucking ton of bricks, and I was just like, boom, see you later. And the next thing I know, my phone's ringing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hang up, because there's other people in there.
Yeah, so you don't want to be that guy.
I just text her. I'm like, I texted her a selfie of me sitting on the shitter.
You're like, help.
Yeah, and she's like, ha, 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 ha.
You're pooping in. And then again, it's when you're at the same center, it shouldn't be that bad.
No, it was clean toilet stuff. It was just funny. Sorry.
Just gross.
Anyway, back on track.
Yeah, so we go to the basement.
What's happening down there?
Jackie's talking to Hyde, right?
Yeah, that's right. He's doing some laundry,
Yeah, he's just like minding his own business, and she's like, "But you guys were hoping I'd leave, like I wouldn't hang around you guys anymore. Is that right?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Yep, yeah, here you are."
Yep.
She's still hanging around, and this dynamic of Hyde and Jackie continues.
Yeah, because he's struggling to find like comforting words, and yeah, he's just like saying random words and stuff.
Saying words and folding. She's like, okay.
Yeah, and then he carries his stuff into his back room, and she follows him in there. She's like, look, we're alone right now, and he's like, whoa, get straight out.
Yeah, we can't be this way. Yeah, yeah. I was on window watch as well in this scene, and I saw the window down the stairs with the ball in it and stuff.
You did. I was waiting for it. I've got it. It's a little bit further up. I had window watch, but yeah, bring it in.
Window watch, yeah. I only noticed that one. I didn't notice the other one down the opposite stairwell. But yeah, I saw the ball and the bits of grass and stuff, which is cool. Window watch.
Window watch.
2024.
That's it. We need, like I said, we need a jingle for window watch because it's a huge segment and people love it.
Oh, they love it. They love it. They love it as much as Timmy.
Hey,
window watch.
Mm-hmm. And then that's where she convinces him to go to Sizzlers, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's like, I'll buy.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. And then they leave.
Yep.
And then we go to, where do we go to, Toddy?
I feel like that's happened before, though, right? Remember this?
What's that?
This happened in season one when Hyde took Jackie to the prom.
That's right. I think Hyde's actually helped Jackie a couple of times. A few times over the last few years.
And it always feels the same. Like, Kelsey's done something and then Hyde steps in. Yeah, so. Then we go to our favourite place, the Hub.
The Hub. I fucking miss the Hub.
Been a while.
It has.
I swear every time the Hub comes in, we're like, it's been a while.
Yeah. Well, it has been a while. It just doesn't get the airtime it deserves.
Not in season two, no.
Yeah, such an awesome place.
Oh.
But yeah, that's where Kelso, Fez and Erica are sitting around, while Kelso's playing snippets of his song.
Of his song, yeah, which is like, I didn't even write the song down, but yeah.
Oh, no, the song was pretty stupid. And then
at
the end, he's like, trash, trash, trash.
Trash, 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 yeah. Jackie, you break my backy. Oh, that's later on.
Yeah, something like that. Or take me backy, maybe. I can't
take
remember.
Me backy, yeah.
But
unleash
then,
me. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, because he's like, what do you think, guys? And Eric's like, I think you should draw a picture.
Yeah, I think you should draw a picture.
And that's what Kelso unleashed on him. He's like, oh, I hope... One day this is going to happen to you, like Donna's going to do the same thing to you.
Yeah, I hope Donna will crush your heart. And it's I doubt that will happen.
Yeah, because he's like, I've done things to prevent that from happening, like not sleeping with other women.
Yeah, and then Kels is like, yeah, that's because you're a chicken.
That's right, he calls him chicken. But I swear to God, right? So there's a chick at the table behind them, right?
Mm.
And... I looked at this multiple times, and I swear to God, it's Donna's sister.
No way.
I want you to go back and just check the scene for me.
All right,
I swear it's Donna's sister sitting there.
Okay, I'll go back and have a look for sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully it is. That'd be cool if it is.
Yeah. And then is that when Donna walks in?
Yeah.
And Eric tells her to go and get him a rupee.
You know what he says? I could be wrong here. Does he say, hey, baby, go grab Papa a root beer?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that's what he says.
Oh, my God.
And then she gets stuck into him, and she's like, I'll kick your ass to the moon.
Yeah, just full rips him apart, and he looks stunned. I'm like, why would you say it? It's just so funny. The way he says it, to get Papa a root beer. I love root beer, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, do you?
I don't think I've ever drank it.
Oh, it's really nice. It's good.
I like ginger beer, but...
You'll like root beer then.
Yeah, okay. I like alcoholic ginger beer. It's nice. Got some in the fridge.
Ooh, yummy. Yeah, traditional root beer is really nice.
Yeah, okay. I can't say I've ever had it.
Yeah. Anyway, so Papa's getting a root. Well, he's not getting a root beer.
No, and he's definitely not getting a root, or a beer.
Yeah. Kelso has the last laugh.
Kelso's fucking pissing himself. He thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Fez's line. He's like, oh, God, I can't look.
Oh, yeah, because of the pause. Yeah, the crowd is like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I cannot look.
And then, Eric, yeah, that's right, because Kelso's pissing himself laughing. He's like, goes to hand him the car. He's like, hey, Eric, what rhymes with Donna?
Burns him, eh?
Yeah.
So good. Him and Fez laugh.
Yeah.
And then we go down to the basement. And he's still playing guitar.
This is my favorite bit.
Yeah. She forced me. I can't remember the song.
Ah, yeah, I can't remember. He says love being on something the about being a short leash. Yeah.
Put me back on the short leash.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good.
That's right. And then that's where Fez lays it all out for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric's like, hey, Kelso, can I see that guitar? And he picks it up and he smashes it over the table.
Kelso starts laughing.
Yeah, he has that other.
That was actually your guitar, Eric.
Yeah.
And then he looks at him and says, burn. He does a little subtle one. He's just like, burn.
Yeah, pretty good.
That was it for that scene, right?
Yeah, it's a very quick one. And then this is where we go into Jackie's, I think it's a Lincoln.
Yeah, and back out to the makeout spot too, or the 3P point.
Yeah, three to the power of P.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
No, P to the power of three. The power of P, it works either way.
Well, it's nothing but bush.
It's literally
the car and bush all around. So easy setup scene there.
Yeah, and that's where Jackie bought Hyde those new pair of boots.
New booties, yeah.
Yeah, which he was chuffed about, but he's like, you buying me boots is just wrong. You should have let me shoplift them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just let the girl get your boots, man. Like, it's not hard.
Mm-hmm. And then Jackie's like, oh, yeah, but I'm saving a fortune not feeding and clothing Kelso.
Yeah. It's like he used her to survive.
Yeah. And that's where Jackie sort of scoots over in the car closer to Hyde.
Again.
Yeah. And then I think Hyde tries to stop her and then she starts crying. He's like, oh, what are you going to do, cry?
Yeah.
Bad Jackie. Oh, no, you're crying.
Yeah.
And that's where he puts his arm around and I think, doesn't he tell her? Oh, no,
gives her a massive backhanded compliment.
Yeah, well, he puts her arm around her to stop her from crying and that's where she leans in and kisses him.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, whoa, bad Jackie.
Yeah. Whoa, bad Jackie.
No.
And then that's where Hyde says to her, like, if I didn't know you and had never spoken to you, I'd totally date you or whatever.
He's like,
I think you're totally hot. Yeah.
Yeah. But first off, he's like, I don't like you. I hate you or something like that. And then he's like, if I hadn't have met you before and heard you speak, then I think you're totally hot. And she's like, oh, my God, Hyde.
Yeah, like you said, backhanded compliment.
Yeah, massive. Yeah, then we get back to Aunt Pearl's, Auntie Pearl's.
Yeah, the old nursing home.
Yeah,
Auntie Pearl. Is Pearl still sitting on the shitter, I think?
Yeah, she's still on the shitter, yeah. She's doing an Indian poo with incubus.
Mm, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
And Kitty tries a bunch of ways to get her to come out. And I think she yells, doesn't she yell something like, every time you people come, I have to put on a dress and put my teeth in. So get lost.
You're brutal.
Cheers.
Yeah, Kitty gives up. She's like, well, we might as well just go. Then old Red steps in.
Yeah, Red steps in and goes and tells her that there's a Bucks game on.
Yep.
That's when she comes out and does what you said before.
Yeah, she's so happy. Oh, a Bucks. What did you say?
Nothing. The only thing keep me alive is watching the Bucks lose? And then she goes,
just spits all over the screen and just sit there. And Red's like, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Shit. And that's all we see of Aunt Pearl? No, she's at the very end too.
Nah, she's at the very end in the credit scene. But we go
back to the basement.
That's right. What's going on down there?
Kelso. What? Oh, that's where he's playing another guitar. He's got another guitar from somewhere. And he's like, Jackie, please take me backy. And then. Yeah, sorry, they barge down there and Jackie's down there and she's like, I don't want to speak to you. And that's when he starts to sing to her.
Yeah, because like, Hyde's not there at the moment. He's in the back room.
Yeah, and they're like,
oh, no, he's upstairs. He's getting drinks. He's upstairs.
Yeah, that's right. They're like, stop, please. And then, that's when Fez is like, this is how you serenade a woman. And does his song, and normally it goes well for him, but this time they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, so the song he sings is called Bésame Mucho.
Oh, okay.
And it's a Spanish song, so it's in Spanish, and it translates to Kiss Me a Lot.
Oh, there you go. Nice research.
Yeah.
It's my school song. My song.
My school song, yeah. Because yeah. I was trying to work out. I'm like, oh, well, maybe this will give us some indication of where Fez is from. And I know. He speaks Spanish.
There you go. Yeah. Could be the Philippines.
Do they speak Spanish in the Philippines?
I know they were ruled by the Spanish back in 1500s.
Yeah. Could be. It doesn't look quite Philippine, though.
No, that's true. Yeah.
And then that's where Hyde walks downstairs and he hands Jackie a drink, a glass Coke, a GC.
Yes. Yeah. And that's when Fez and Kelso come to the realization that they'd spent the night together.
Yeah, well, she goes, oh, thanks, Hyde. She kisses him on the cheek. She goes, thanks, Hyde, for the night. And then that's where she walks out. And what does Kelso do?
He does his signature.
Oh! And what does Fez do?
Oh, what does Fez do?
His signature.
Oh, yeah, he does too. Yeah, they do it together. Yeah, it's a really good delayed one.
And that's where Hyde looks at them both and he's like, isn't she nice?
Isn't she
hey,
nice?
Hey, fellas, do you like my new boots? And he slams them on the
boots.
Table.
Yeah, they're just in disbelief.
Yeah, so it good. Was a actually, pretty good scene. I quite like
it. Yeah, actually, it actually ended up pretty good. Yeah, in the end.
Yeah.
I don't know why Kelso and Hyde and Jackie make me cringe in these early seasons before the later seasons.
Yeah, hashtag spoiler bit. Alert.
I didn't say anything. But yeah, like, I don't know what it is. It just makes me a bit cringy for some reason. But anyways. Yeah. We go to the kitchen, I believe.
That's right. And that's where Fez and Eric and Red
are sitting there having
big sandwiches.
You're having sangers.
Yeah. And, what's happening? I think, is that where Fez is explaining how Eric fucked up?
Yeah, and Eric's trying to say, like, nah, I'm not in the wrong here. And then Red just laughs, and he's like, ah, yes, you are.
He laughs, but what does he say? He goes, what's his name is right.
Yeah, still doesn't know his name.
That's the problem.
He doesn't know his name.
Yeah, but he does, because he says Fez in... Is that the episode where he's drunk, where he has the work drinks?
He definitely does say his name, because we've talked about this before, I think.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, my God, he knows my name.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that's the one where he finishes up work and he's having those beers and they go down to him.
Yes.
But Eric still doesn't think he did anything wrong, and Red tells him that he's not good enough for Donna, like Red's not good enough for Kitty.
Yeah, that's right.
And Eric agrees with him, and he's like, he's up, mate, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, don't be a smartass. That's when Fez is like, meet the car, little man.
Yeah, but how does he say it, though? He doesn't say, mate. He goes, blah, 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 little man, go call Donna.
Oh, is that who says it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like, blah, 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 little man, go call Donna.
That's when he realizes, oh, shit, that did fuck up. Yeah, I think he knew the whole time. He's just denial.
Yeah, he's in denial, 100%. And then that's where he walks out the sliding door of the driveway and runs into Donna.
Yeah. And she's apologetic straight up.
Yeah, I 100% have gone through this scenario.
Eric makes it harder for himself by saying what he did at the start, and she's like, "Don't be a jerk."
But then, well, he does what he always does. He
makes it worse.
Smart mouse it and then reels it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But he somehow, like I said, he reels it in, and he's trying to work out the system. He's like, how can we avoid this in the future without me getting in trouble? And she's like, you'll know. I'll be angry.
Yes. Yeah, because I think he asks you, he's like, oh, is there a better system than that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's always like the typical males and female, the way we communicate. Like, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just don't read between the lines. we're meant to know.
These days, with the wifey, it's heaps easier. But with my ex-partner, it was 100% like this, and it was played out like this every single time.
My ex was the same, yeah. She just expect me to read her mind.
Yeah.
But
ladies listening, guys are definitely not mind readers. We're as dumb as they come.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, I do love that the very end tie-in when Eric's like, well, look, I've, you know, brushed the guys off, so now I'm free to hang out with you if you want. What did she say?
She's like, what did she say? I'm hanging out with Jackie tonight. Yep. You can come if you want.
Yeah, it just burns him. And he's like, ooh, and she walks off. It's so good. She got him back in the end.
That's, anyway, credits, yeah?
Yeah, closing credits. And it's not much to it. It's just Eric and Aunt Pearl watching telly.
Yeah, watching a Bucks game, I think.
Yeah, and like Eric's trying to make the effort and talk to her, and she's like, shh, in his face.
Yeah, she does it two or three times, yeah?
Yeah, and he's like, okay. But then we find it, you know, Eric sees her like three times a year or four times a year or something. But I want to know, like, what is her relation to the family? Is it Kitty's aunt? So it'd be like their great aunt?
Yeah, it sort of doesn't say. No. I was trying to work that out too. I thought, maybe it's like Red's aunt. She sort of is a bit stern, like Red. So maybe
she probably is Red's aunt. Yeah, you're probably right. But yeah, end of that, man. End of episode 21.
Yeah, which means what?
It means episode over. Good night, people. Bye.
You're dreaming, mate. It means it's time for everyone's favorite podcast game show. Have you been paying attention?
Let's get it.
All right. So, 1.1 is what was Key serving for breakfast when she was wanting a favor? Is it A, Dutch pancakes, B, Swedish pancakes, or C, good old fashioned American pancakes?
Is an American pancake, would it be like maple syrup and bacon, right?
Yeah, that's what I usually
have. Yeah, that's what I
thought. They call it powdered sugar over the top, but I call it icing sugar.
Yeah, it's Swedish pancakes, but yeah.
It is, ding, ding, ding.
I'd definitely love to go to some American pancakes right now.
Oh, yeah. Some ice cream, some like...
Oh, yeah.
Cookies and cream ice cream.
Oh, my God, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. This question is a two-part question.
Yeah.
So, what color were the napkins? But in Australia, we say serviettes. So, what color was the serviettes? Is it A, blue, B, green, or C, pink?
Green.
Bow, bow. It's pink, brother. Pink.
Pink. Pink.
Yeah, pink.
Oh, no. I didn't even see it.
There you go. So, you're sitting at 25% because
Each
one's worth 25%. Number two, how many kinds of Jell-O does Sizzlers have? Is it A, 5? B, 6, or C, 7 kinds of Jell-O?
7.
Oh, bow, 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 bow. It's 5 kinds of Jell-O.
Ah, bummer. Had a bad shocker this weekend.
So 25% you got.
Okay. I'll take it.
Take it. It's better than 0.
Your dog was distracting me. That's what it was. Dusty distracted me.
He's just had a shave too. He looks stupid as fuck. I'll angle it down. I'll see if we can find him. Where is he? Dusty. Hey, Dust Bunny is where I am.
Where is he? Oh, there he is. Oh,
look how stupid he looks. He looks like a dickhead. Wait, say hello to Todd.
Oh, look at his face.
Yeah, he's not happy. No. His mustache is gone. His beard's gone. All his coat's gone.
He doesn't look the same without his beard.
Yeah, he looks like a dipshit.
It looks like it's actually been sheared like a sheep.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Chewbacca anymore.
Nah.
All right, mate, you can fuck off now.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, 25%. We're scoring this thing. We'll score this thing and get out of here. What are you scoring this episode, Ship?
Yeah, look, it's not a bad episode. Like,
yeah, it was bad.
I'd probably give it a 7.5.
Yeah?
Yeah, because... it's not quite just an ordinary filler episode. There was a little bit of story going on in this episode. It brought back some shitty memories for me as far as experience some of the exact stuff that Eric was going through.
Yeah.
But yeah, still not a bad episode. Pretty well written. So I think 7.5 is pretty fair.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. I'm going to give it a 7. Kelso made this episode for me. Just his sadness and depression. I love seeing it. It's good. And he acts so well in it. It's just, it gets me every time. But, like, it's the same deal. It's not, not a filler episode, but not one of the highlight reel episodes, but still a good one. Got to see Aunt Pearl and Eric try and dig himself out of a hole again. But yeah, a couple of good lines in there. But yeah, Kelso won it for me. But yeah, 7.
Yeah.
7 this week.
And Eric smashing the guitar was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
Didn't a wrestler used to smash guitars? Who was that?
Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah. He used to wear a shirt called said Slap Nuts.
Said what?
Slap Nuts.
Slap Nuts.
Yeah. Wrestling.
That's fucking sick. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Cool. What about what have we got? What's next week's episode?
Next week's is, I've got it right here. Jackie Moves On.
Jackie Moves On. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Jackie Moves On. So yeah. Hopefully we'll get that out to you guys real soon.
Very good. All right. That's it for me, guys. And
Toddy,
wrap it up for us, champion.
Yeah, guys. Look.
It doesn't matter if you're wrapping it up. No one cares what you think.
Not the wrestling episode, Chep. Get with it, mate.
Yeah. Right. I'll get over it by Jackie moves on, so Shep will move on.
Okay, so all right, cool.
That being it still doesn't matter what you think. I don't care.
You closed it out then, mate.
Nah, you do it, mate. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. Thanks again, everyone, for supporting the show, listening along. We will see you guys next time in Ohio, Wisconsin. But Shep normally does this part.
Nah, you can do it this week. I did your intro. You can give us an ending.
Well, remember, guys. Hello, Wisconsin! Doo-doo-doo!